Hope Rocks, happening at Hope Estate, October 16th. The tickets are on sale now, ticketmaster.com.au, and it's such an all-star lineup as well. Of rock legends, James Rain, Baby Animals, Rose Tattoo, Choir Boys are going to be there. So excited to chat with lead vocalist and guitarist of Baby Animals. Her name is Suze DiMarchi. She joins us now. How you doing, Suze?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Really good. So good to chat with you. Now, we're so pleased that you're coming to the Hunter Valley to play. And as we're kind of a wine region, straight off the bat, I'd love to know, is there a song that you love playing because it just gets better with age, like wine?
I think because we've been playing them for so long, we tend to, like, just put little changes into the songs here and there to keep us excited, and Early Warning is one of those songs that, yeah, we throw in a bunch of really, maybe the crowd wouldn't even notice, but we notice when we're playing, and little accents and just little extra bits here and there that kind of spices it up a bit. But, you know, they're all still fun to play. I'm fortunate, you know, I do like those songs, so I'm not tired of them yet.
Well, that's great. We're looking forward to seeing these songs. I wonder if the hardcore fans, I reckon they'd notice the little changes. Now, I want to ask you, you've toured with some pretty big names, Van Halen, Bryan Adams. What was the most enjoyable touring experience for you?
I mean, Robert Plant, we toured with him for a few months in America, and that was really awesome. He was wonderful. The Van Halen tour was just mental, and that was 6 months. That was 6 months long. We played every state in America except for Alaska. And it was crazy, mental, all the terrible rock stories you hear about, plus, you know, 100 on that tour. So, yeah. And then, you know, and Bryan Adams is really, I don't know, we just learned so much from those tours. Just watching those amazing artists every night. We'd watch the shows all the time after we finished playing, you know. It was a challenge. It was a real challenge to do those in those big rooms.
So I didn't know you toured with Robert Plant. Like, was Led Zeppelin a big influence on you guys? Like, you're a rock band, surely. Were you just, like, in the presence of greatness?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We're all, like, Zeppelin is probably my favourite rock band ever. And, you know, he was everything that you could imagine, you know, the golden god. He's, like... It was a really incredible time because they did have such a massive influence on us and every other rock band on the planet, you know. So, legendary, yeah, incredible.
Well, you're playing massive rooms. Like, do you have any... I'm always interested in to know with artists, do you have any pre-show rituals to really amp yourself up because you are playing to massive crowds?
Well... We used to, in the band room before those big shows, we'd have a little play, you know, and we'd just kind of run through stuff. And we always just had a packed, like an unspoken thing that you're just going to go in and you're going to go in hard because you have no other choice. You just have to do it as best you can and try and win over these crowds that are there to see somebody else, you know. We had some really great surprises, like Mexico City. We played to 30,000 people and they all knew the songs. And when we did Painless, all the lighters came out, you know, when people use lighters instead of their phones.
Yeah, incredible. But,
you know, so just some really awesome moments. But, no, we just sort of used to just pat each other on the back and say, go in hard and tackle, you know.
That's great.
Suze DiMarchi from Baby Animals, thanks so much for chatting with us this morning.
Thanks, Harry and Dana. Have a great day.